Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. Welcome to our Monday podcast with Coach Sean Thompson. The Rockets coming off a 28-12 victory to even their record now at 1-1. Coach Thompson here in the COVID year. And like everything else in COVID, boy, it changes every day. But right now, you've got Murray scheduled them on a fly for this week, some at midpoint last week. So we're going to get ready for Murray High. But let's reflect now on this Union County victory over at Morgan Field on Friday night. Nice to get on track.
For sure. And it's funny you say it like that. As far as winning and losing goes, yeah, we're on track. Mm-hmm. But we're still making a lot of mistakes that we don't want to make and things that we want to be able to improve upon. So, yeah, it's good to get on the winning side of it, but we still have a lot of work to do. And I think the kids are up for it. We're still working on what would typically still be coming out of our second scrimmage right now in terms of how many weeks of preparation you would have. So, you know, we're getting better from week to week, especially offensively. And our defense is still playing lights out, especially in the run game. So to be able to pull out a win in Morgan Field is always big.
71 yards on the ground is all that your team has given up in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a record. I'm going to have to check with our historian Andy Hunt, but it's got to be pretty close.
I promise you, it's never happened
against Union and Caldwell.
Union and Caldwell together. I promise you that.
I'd say you're right.
You know, it's something to be proud of. Coach Courtney does a great job with our defense, and they're getting better every day. The guys are playing with a swagger on that side of the ball that not many Crittenden teams played with. So hopefully we continue to get better at that and continue to keep teams from being able to run the ball on us, because when teams can run the ball and maintain drives, you know, it makes it hard to win football games. So they give us plenty of opportunities to put points on the board.
And he really mixes it up and keeps the other team – you're not showing. Mm-hmm. They do a good job of disguising what they're doing.
For sure, for sure. Coach Courtney, like I said, he spends a lot of time preparing each week, and it shows on the field each Friday. Mm-hmm.
He does. He has got to be one of the most prepared defensive coordinators that we've ever had. No slight to Coach Clark, who is the defensive coordinator, your boss.
Yeah, not at all. And I think he'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
Gage just – he loves it. He has a passion for what he's doing. He has a passion for the kids, and he has a passion for Rocket football. And he's going to give it everything he has each week. And that's what makes him special, and that's what makes our defense special.
Well, I know all you guys, of course, the entire coaching staff, former Rockets, and the, you know, that even goes all the way up to the broadcast booth, which all former Rockets, so proud of the show we were able to provide this week, the live play-by-play from the game. Great job on our guys' part of pulling that off. But back to the football game, just an incredible sense of pride that I see. You know, it's very clear. And these guys, they stay after it all week.
Yeah. For sure. You know, the kids want to do great every week. They want to represent well. They want to be the best that they can be. And it's just our job to make sure that we take them there. We can't continue to make the same mistakes if we want to take that next step into as far as being an elite program. But, you know, like I said, the kids are willing to put in the work. So we'll continue to do that each week, and we'll continue to get better.
I won't say this is one of the best Union County teams I've seen. They weren't bad, and we knew coming in they wanted to be a running football team.
Yeah.
Corinthian Seals Porte was their premier guy. He had 15 yards rushing. Chris Hughes, who's fastest guy on the team, I assume, here Kanye Pollard won. Chris Hughes had 17 yards rushing. So just really pinned your ears back and put it on them. But Tyler Boone, though, was your defensive player week. Talk a little bit about him and some of the other guys that you felt had great nights.
Yeah, as far as Union County coming in, we knew that they wanted to run the ball and establish a running game. That's one of the things that Derek Johns spoke about when he took the job over, how he wanted to get back to Union County being a power run team, come at you, and have great running backs in the eye. And we knew we were going to have our hands full with the weapons that he has, but we really did a good job of setting the tone from the first play defensively, and it starts with Tyler in the middle, just going and making great plays, as well as Caden McAllister, and just showing right now that we aren't having that. We were going to be the aggressor. We were going to be the more physical team, and they didn't want any part of that. Mm-hmm. They really got away from their game plan quick. Once we took that run away and got them into things that they don't really do or do as well. Those guys played well on the defensive side of the ball, and T-Bone was all over the place as usual. He's starting to get his swagger back. He's starting to get back in the hang of we're playing. We got two games in, and it's happening. It's okay. And you're starting to see his personality shine throughout the game. Caden McAllister flying around having a big game. Our defensive line all the way across the board. Oh my goodness, that it really makes it hard for offenses to be successful because you can't. Our box is amazing. Mm-hmm. You can't focus on really double teaming anyone because then you're allowing someone else a one on one, and you can't do that with our defense. And then our secondary continues to come into its own and getting better each week. You know, you don't see Crittenden County playing man coverage most years. And you know, we've been in man numerous times this year. Coach Courtney continues to get more and more confidence in them. And what that comes down to is they got a better DB coach this year. And Austin Berry is really taking over the DBs and really taking them to the next level where I was letting them down in the past. So, I mean, I'm excited about our defense each week and seeing what they can do.
Union County, had it not been for Ben Shreve, they would have not generated much offense at all. I don't watch him every week. You probably know a lot more about him, having coached over there before. But was that the game of a lifetime for him? I know he's a good athlete. He's been the quarterback at times.
Yeah, but he's a really good athlete. You know, that's the stuff you can expect to see from him. He has the ability to do that. I'd say it was more coming into his senior year. Mm-hmm. He's a guy to take over, whereas he's been a second or third option in the passing game in the mm-hmm. past with the guys that they've had over there. But he's taken ownership of that team and really demanded the ball. I watched him, you know, before he made that long catch on us early in the game, go over and tell Derek, give me the ball. And then he goes out and makes an incredible catch, lays out for a ball that was maybe a little overthrown.
Yeah.
It makes a great play. So he's a kid that they could probably, use throughout the year as a go-to guy. And it's to be expected. We knew about him. Coach Courtney identified him as one of the key players on their team, the top three players on their offense. So we knew going in that he's a guy that can make those plays.
He did have a couple of long catches that hurt us, but mostly they just dinked us around underneath mm-hmm. Underneath stuff and just tried to get their athletes in some space. And that works to a certain extent, but sure. It's hard to build a whole game plan around that.
For sure, and it's not what they do. You know, their passing game is all built off play action and being able to bootleg and get out and misdirection in the passing game and hitting the flats and being able to turn those catches up for big gains, and we really took that away outside of a few mishaps. So, you know, just making them do what they don't want to do was the key to our success defensively. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, you asked me how hard it is to turn and pivot and redirect when you're planning for a Paintsville and you end up with the Union County. Yeah. And the answer is just do what you do and focus on you, be good at what you're good at. They weren't able to do that. We took that away from them, and they struggled with it.
Well, Preston Turley, now this may just be me, but it seems like every time I looked out there, he was on defense. The week before, he wasn't. So, did he play more defensive end than he did the first week?
Well, we were on we rotated to defense as much. So, it's based off series. Coach Courtney has a rotation built in.
Okay.
And then when guys are tired, we have the luxury of having another guy that's just like him, you know, to be able to rotate in and keep those guys as fresh as possible. Turley's a guy that we have to play on defense. He's a big-time defensive end for us, and we want to make sure that we're playing him. But we're also wanting to make sure that we keep everybody as fresh as we possibly can, too, because as you could tell that down the stretch Friday night, that was one of the benefits we had going our way, is we were a little bit fresher than Union County.
Mm-hmm. Eight solo tackles and a number of assists and a sack or two from your defensive ends. So not a bad day. And that's not counting what you got out of Dylan Yates. So Dylan Yates was your lineman of the week. Talk a little bit about his performance.
Dylan just continues to be the heartbeat, the motor, the pulse of our team, and just the effort that he gives on each play.
And then both sides. One of the guys that plays both sides of the ball almost all the time.
Both sides of the ball. It's really hard to for anybody to match his intensity that he brings to the game. And you know, that's one thing, you know, when you look at your team and you say one of the things that's missing is just the ability to go out and have fun. When you have a guy like Dylan Yates for everyone to look at and see, that's the way it should be done. That's huge for your team. So, you know, if he continues to play like he is, we'll continue to be successful. And the more guys get like him as far as their mentality towards the game and how they approach each and every play, we'll be a really special team.
What'd you say he graded out, 97, 98 or
98.
Something?
98. On offensive line. Yeah, 98.
Not too shabby.
No.
Not many mistakes right there.
He's not coming off the field. That's 60 plays.
Yeah.
98%.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great job he's doing, and just a junior.
Just a junior.
Have him around another year. Another junior is Trace Darrington, and Trace was special teams player of the week. He got down there, got a muff punt.
Yeah.
We had another muff punt that Logan Bailey covered, and great job all around by special teams. Braxton Winders could have easily been your player of the week again, the way he's still punting the ball. But Trace Darrington, he's the first guy down the field, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the first guy down the field on everything that we do, kickoff, punt, everything. He's the first one down there, and he loves to do it. He takes pride in doing it, and when you have a kid that's putting that kind of effort forth, it's hard not to reward them for their efforts. It's like you say, you know, when you get 11 guys doing exactly what he's doing on those teams, then those teams become very special, and you know that's a really big part of the game, is special teams. And Trace's passion towards what he's doing has been really impressive. And really, he's the one that got us going offensively by making that play. It's one of the things we track is big plays on special teams. He made the first big play on special teams, game-changing play, because we were able to take a shot right there after the turnover and get going offensively.
Got the referee's hands in the air on that one.
Yeah, for sure. And we needed that. Yeah. We needed to see the ref's hands go up. And it took a lot of pressure off of us. So his effort play right there really jump-started us in the game. So he was our special teams player of the week. And I hope he continues to make an impact, not only on special teams, but you notice his efforts are getting him on the field defensively a lot more, because he's a guy that you feel like you can trust to go out there and give you everything he's got every play.
Well, great job by the special teams led by Trace Darrington this week.
And I think it's also important you mentioned that, you know, Braxton continues to have a career year after through two games punting the ball. He's really getting a hold of it. It's amazing. And that's a huge asset. And he's making good decisions. That's the key. You know, that we were, it was 4th and 40 after I threw my fit, I guess. and we go out to punt and we've sealed the end. And when the end is sealed on our rugby punt, he should run. Mm-hmm. And I know he wanted to. I know he wanted to because that's what the rules say, but he made the right decision and go ahead and punting it away 40 yards. It would be tough to get a 40-yard gain right there. So that's just the decision-making where I've seen him grow up in a year's time. But he's punting the ball tremendous right now.
Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys, like we always say, boy, he's your lunch pail guy, brings it every time. Doesn't get a whole lot of publicity sometimes because some of these other guys on offense, and he play, you know, he's another guy that plays both sides of the ball a lot of times.
For sure.
But great job Braxton Winters is doing this year, being that senior leader too.
Yeah.
On offense, you talked about the touchdown there. Did come right off the came right off the muff punt.
Yeah.
And right there, Preston Morgeson goes up and gets a ball that Luke threw an interception early.
Yeah.
And kind of you could see his shoulders drop a little bit. But he comes right back out. You call a play, taking that shot, like you said, off that turnover, and Preston goes and gets it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was great for a lot of people.
Yeah. The person that Luke was throwing the ball to on that interception was Preston. So to be able to go back when they weren't on the same page and show each other that you trust each other and make a great play like that is good. It was big for Luke to be able to get that first touchdown pass. You could see him relax after that and to get that look in his eye again that he believed in his ability and the things that he can do. And I continue to believe in his ability and the things that he can do. And he will continue to get better. He's got a lot more on his plate this year than he did last year as far as what we're asking him to do. You know, he was protected a lot in the plays that we called last year, and we really depended heavily on the run and didn't worry about the pass as much with him last year. And now with him stepping up and taking a bigger role in our offense, he's got a lot more pressure. So he's handling that well. He flows with the downs and continues to find ways to get himself back up, and he'll continue to get better. But Preston goes up and makes a great catch. He's probably one of the better receivers we have at going up and getting. He's our smallest receiver. So he's a guy that we feel like we can get take advantage of mismatches out wide. If you get man coverage that close and he's out there, it's a guy that we want to take a shot with.
Before we get to your other co-offensive player of the game, which I'm sure everybody knows who that will be, well, Preston Morgeson was one of them. He was co-offensive player of the game. But I want to talk about Luke Kreider. And what I want to talk about is the tackle that he made.
Yeah.
Because he throws a ball, he gets batted by a lineman. Lineman picks the bats it, picks it off, starts downfield. Luke is blocked by a lineman.
Yeah.
And Luke, really, it was almost 2-on-1.
Yeah, it was like 5-on-1.
But two guys were really had a shot to get him blocked. And he fights that off and makes a touchdown, literally a touchdown-saving tackle because he was so far behind the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure the lineman had – he had about 50 yards to go, but he may have got there.
Yeah, that right there, to me, saved the game. That was an opportunity for the mojo to completely be flipped and momentum go their way. You know, he had just – had a ball batted and intercepted. He could have dropped his shoulders right there and got blocked because, you know, that's what you expect right there at a situation. They had all those linemen around him. You don't expect him to win that battle, but he kept his cool, stayed poised, and just made a great effort play and really, in my mind, saved the momentum for us to continue to go out and stay on top of that game because that could have very easily been a critical turning moment in that game.
And, you know, that could be a trademark play for the rest of this season for him because I think that established his toughness too.
For sure. He's definitely a tough kid. He's got to deal with me each and every time he comes off the field.
You have to be a little Teflon coated. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's get to your other co-player of the week on offense. And no surprise, Xander Tabor, who just had another workhorse game. You know, it's got to the point when he has 125 yards like he did against Union County, it's like, oh, well, it's just a typical X game.
Yeah, it really is. It got to, there was a point last year where if he didn't have 200 yards rushing, it was it was weird, you know. We've played two stout defenses as far as run defense goes, and we have another one this week coming up. So for him to be able to continue to go out and grind out those tough yards and get us first downs when we need them has been huge. He's a guy that can carry a load, obviously. After the game, I'm just looking at his arms and seeing how beat up he is and what he goes through throughout a game to have the ball put in his hands 32 times against a team, a defense that physical, and walk off the field and really have a performance that we can honor him with player of the game. It's great as a coach to know that you have that. It's easy to fall back on and let Xander go and take over for a little while, especially when you're struggling, because you just know that the more you give him the ball, the more you feed him, the closer you're going to get to just that break you need to be successful. So makes it easy for me.
Well, you know what was really exciting for me is to see that you had another receiver in your receiving core that we didn't expect. Ian Ellington, typically a lineman. What an awesome opportunity for a lineman to catch a ball. Tell us about that.
I wish that he would have caught it on the run so everyone could see how good an athlete he really is. He's one of our better athletes. If he catches that on the run, he may not show out in the sense that he's not used to running with the ball, but his ability to move would have really opened some eyes. And that's why he made that catch.
Take us through that play real quick, so those who may not have seen it.
It was an RPO, so your linemen start creeping downfield a little bit there. They're blocking a run. But Luke gets a slant batted, low ball is batted up in the air, and Ian is chipping to the next level and sees the ball go up in the air, and really he dives probably 4 or 5 yards to make the catch and makes the sliding catch underneath the ball. And it's effort like that, especially from your seniors, that let you know, even though we're a little off right now offensively, that we're going to be okay. Because you got people like that willing to lay it out on the line to save us 7 yards or an interception from happening. And I, as a coach, it makes me proud to see that. But I want to continue to build on that, because once we can clean up our mistakes that we're making right now, with the guys that we have and the effort that they're putting forward, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, it's not every day you see Ian Ellington show up in the receiving column. I noticed his mother circled it and posted it on social media.
She's got to love it.
That's one for the scrapbook. All right. Well, the big question now, of course, is just Monday, but the big question on everybody's mind is, how can I get a ticket to see the Rockets host Murray High this week?
So the first thing that we're going to do is make sure that we take care of our parents, get our parents in the games. So we're pre-selling those tickets to the parents right now, and then the general public tickets will go on sale Wednesday at 3 o'clock. People will be able to go on Ticket Leap on Wednesday at 3 o'clock and purchase any tickets that are left. So,
and that Ticket Leap link. Yeah. Is on the Crittenden Press website, top right-hand corner up there. Look for the Crittenden County Athletics logo, and that will get you there. So 3 o'clock, and it's going to be
Wednesday.
How many
o'clock.
Tickets you think there'll be? About? Any idea?
A
couple of hundred?
I'd say somewhere in between 150 and 200 tickets there.
And then there's some other opportunities that the folks that park up there in the parking lot. I know that's still undetermined how you're going to handle that, but that will be coming. So hopefully we have a big crowd. You know, we want a maximum capacity crowd that we're able to do under the current health guidelines. It's my understanding they had a few tickets left over at Union County last week at the end of the day.
They did. There was about 15 tickets. And that's what I want people to understand is – we are working as hard as we can to make sure that we can take care of everybody that we possibly can. The first week we had 120 tickets from Caldwell. When I had to have the names in or the tickets at noon on Thursday to her, I still had 3 tickets I was trying to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Union County, same deal. There was 15 tickets that were not sold. It's okay. Just we get in such a frenzy up front because we – we go out and buy more tickets than we need to make sure that we take care of. But then we're a good community here. We're family. We take care of each other. And when that happened and they were gone, people would start, hey, I have this ticket. I had this one come up. We're going to take care of everybody. The parents are going to be taken care of.
Everybody loves Rocket football, man. Yeah, they won't be there.
And I understand it. I understand it completely. Yeah. And we continue to have to make tough decisions in these times. But we are going to make sure that our parents are taken care of first. And then what's left, we'll put out to the community.
And I hope
everybody gets to come to the games. I hope this all lifts in a month. I hope it all gets better.
Before the playoffs.
But I don't know. In the meantime, we're going to do the best that we can to take care of our kids and make sure it's the best experience that they have.
All right. Well, great win at Union County on Friday night. One more question just passed through my mind. So, we've played at Union County now 2 years in a row. Does that mean they're going to play here the next 2 years in a row?
Well, we need to make that happen because that was a big favor for them.
To flip that game.
Yeah, and save them their senior night. Contracts aren't signed. Just verbal agreements on the new year. So we'll see what old Jeremy Tackett will do for his old alma mater.
All right, Coach Thompson, we will see you Thursday for the Coach's Show on YouTube live from the Crittenden Press Studios.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. And remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday night football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.